Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Hi there. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. But guess what? Heard all across the world wide web. We are super excited to have you all joining us here today for another phenomenal show. Hey there. We love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Those that are hanging out on the phone lines, those that are coming in from Twitter, from Facebook, from a mobile app, from Charvette.com, and all of our broadcast stations, we say thank you. All right, so let me let you know who is on today. We're going to be kicking the top of the hour out with some fitness and exercise. Get you motivated. Oh, my goodness, my first guest is hanging out, Pamela M. Turner. She is an author, she is a motivational speaker, and she is a certified fitness trainer. We're going to be chatting with her, get some tips for you. You know what? Fall back. The kids are back at school. Fall back into your regimen. Fall back into the things that you've been doing and you've been doing so well. We get chatting about our book, Get Your Life Back. And then in our second segment, we'll be talking to Nicole M. Brown, right here from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. Nurse Nicole, she's affectionately known, over 20 years experience in the nursing profession, and she's on a mission to highlight and showcase how nursing is a great option for our younger kids and those that are up and coming. So she has a book series out, and hot off the press, this coming fall, she has the Nurse Dolls that she has been talking to Hong Kong and all that kind of stuff. You'll be able to get a doll for your children before the holiday season. All right, so this is what I need you to do. Jump on Facebook, tell them what you're listening to. Jump on Twitter, tweet about what you're listening to, and come right on in. Make yourself comfortable. And so we're going right now to our first guest again. Pamela M. Turner, a highly respected fitness professional. She is an expert at showing people how to have fun and get moving. She's the owner and president of Turnaround Fitness LLC, and she is there to educate and motivate her clients with a unique coaching style. And so, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Pamela M. Turner. Hey there, Pamela. Welcome.
Hi, welcome. Thank you for having me on today. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're quite welcome. We're going to jump right on in it because we know you have some clients to help continue on their journey. So we're glad we have an opportunity to chat with you. So let's start. How did your journey start? How did your fitness and weight loss journey kind of start?
Really, I just got sick and tired of being sick and tired. You know, I was very busy. I was in grad school, started out undergrad, grad school, so I had a lot of competing priorities. But I got to the point where I said, you know what, I really have to do something. So I started my a weight loss program. I hired a trainer, and I found my passion of fitness through my own journey of just getting healthy, getting moving, and eliminating the excuses in my life. So, and then I decided, you know what, I want to start helping people feel good and look good and live healthy. And I basically started out with Turnaround Fitness, birthing out of my own fitness and weight loss journey.
All right. Wonderful. It's always great to have a coach, a trainer who has been where you are, and so they know intimately the things that people feel and what they're going to be going through on this journey. All right. So how does someone get motivated to eat better and do better with their fitness? So some people just say, I can't keep the motivation. I have, you know, I'll get excited over the weekend. I'm saying I'm going to start Monday, and then the motivation is zapped and gone. So how do people get and stay motivated?
So I tell my clients and people that I talk to in my passing to really start to do their emotional homework, really understand why it is they make the choices that they make. And some of the choices is blowing off fitness or blowing off eating correctly, doing something else other than what you're supposed to be doing. So I really say, you know what, if we can identify what makes us make the poor choices, we can start to make those changes, start doing the opposite of what we would normally do. So, for example, if someone is stressed out and they decide, you know, I'm going to go and buy, you know, Starbucks Frappuccino. I mean, I don't drink those drinks, but something of that nature.
Right.
Because I'm stressed
right.
out. Because they know that's the pattern when they're stressed out, and if they identify that, they can say, you know what, this time, instead of doing that, I'm going to stay on track with my program. I'm going to go to the gym where I know I should be instead of stopping off at Starbucks. So I just really think that your mind, changing your mindset, the rest will follow.
The rest will follow. All right. And so what do you say to the person who, you know, started out, they had January resolutions, and they did really well, and then summer came and vacations and kids, they're all over the place, and they kind of fell off track during the summer, but they had been doing well. Any tips to kind of help them jumpstart their fall?
So what I would say is recommit. Right. They, just like when they started out, they committed to doing whatever it is that they started to do at the beginning of the year. Recommit to those goals and then start off slowly and then progress over time. Because a lot of times people fall off, too, because the fact that they started off too over the top, too much in the beginning. And then that towards the middle or the end, they're like, oh, I can't do this anymore. I don't like this. This isn't for me. So really just, you know, doing a natural progression. And then, of course, you know, once they make that commitment, then they have to tie in modifying their diets, keeping moving. And moving doesn't necessarily have to be in a traditional sense in terms of going to the gym or, they can go walking, they can go cycling, they can dance in their home. You know, you don't have to go anywhere to dance. You just need to turn on some music. Climbing the stairs are a good source of exercise. Pulling out the jump rope, doing some jumping rope. Just moving, constantly having some type of movement. And there's also so many things now to track your movement that will make it a little bit more competitive. So, you know, like the Fitbit is one of the tools that they have now where people can compete with each other. So find a partner. Find somebody that's going to motivate you to stay on track, because once you have a support system, someone that's going to push you and say, you know what, you really should do this because you know that you recommitted yourself, you really want to do this, so just do it. And so having that support system is also going to be helpful as well.
And, you know, the Fitbit has, it just grew like gangbusters.
Yes.
You know, amazing.
I even have one. It's crazy. I compete with my friends, and I'm like, oh, my God, I got to do this. And I'll just, I compete with folks, and it's just a good thing to get people conscious about their movement. Oh, I haven't moved in the last hour, or I haven't moved in the last 2 hours. It just really keeps you mindful of the fact that you're not moving on a regular basis.
Wow. And I read an article online that said sitting is the new smoking. Sitting is the new smoking, in the sense of not having that movement is having negative impacts on people's bodies.
Absolutely. You got it. You got to move. You got to give your heart that charge that it needs to know that it can be maxed out, right? If you don't move, you don't do things on a regular basis, your heart is kind of like at a standstill, so to speak. But giving it that charge, so when something does happen where it has to work in overdrive, it can withstand that, you know. So it's definitely important that we get that movement in on a daily basis.
On a daily basis, heart healthy, ladies and gentlemen. If you just tuned in, welcome. You're listening to Pamela M. Turner, author, certified fitness trainer, and motivational speaker. All right, so if you go grocery shopping, what are some staples that you are always going to buy every week or every whatever your frequency is? What are we going to find in your grocery shopping bag?
So you're going to find water. I'm constantly drinking water, flushing my system. You're going to find some fruits and vegetables. I am a vegetarian, so I definitely like my fruits and vegetables and my protein, which is my tofu, my lentils. So I always have those major foods, which is the protein, the vegetables, the fruit. And I do have starch, but my starch is typically like brown rice or oatmeal or something of that nature. And then healthy snacks. I do enjoy eating healthy snacks and making sure that I have things that will kind of keep my metabolism going throughout the day. So you might see some nuts in my bag, my cart. And I like the Kind bars. So you'll see those. And then sometimes rice cakes. Those are my staples. Those are the things that I have to have.
All right. Must have. There you go, listeners. I know you were jotting down notes like, okay, let me jot down some things. And, you know, smoothies have exploded as well in popularity.
Oh, yeah.
With the bullets and all of that. What is your take and your opinion on the smoothies?
I think the smoothies are good. What we do have to be mindful of is that when you are using the fruit has natural sugar, but sugar, we need to watch our sugar in our diet, especially if we are trying to lose weight. Or if we have any health-related issues such as diabetes or borderline diabetic, you want to watch the sugar intake. So a lot of times people think, oh, because I'm doing fruit, that it's all good. But you just definitely have to make sure that you put, you know, your vegetables in there. I would do more vegetables than fruit, absolutely, because that you'll know for sure that, you know, you're not overdoing the sugar content.
All right. Good, good, good. Awesome. And so the fitness training, and again, as I mentioned, I'm a certified fitness trainer, that also has exploded with the virtual option that now people can do fitness training and have a personal training trainer virtually. So I know that's one service that you offer. Talk a little bit about how virtual training happens and what people need to have and all that good stuff.
Okay, so my program, just to kind of give you a little background, my program was birthed out of me trying to eliminate excuses of why people can't attend gym classes or go to the gym, and then also the funding, the affordable aspect of having a personal trainer and reaching people from different areas throughout the world. And so the virtual training that I supply to my customers is interactive, it's live, and we utilize technology such as Skype or FaceTime so that we have video conferencing. We work out live so I can see if they're doing the wrong form. You know, I'm coaching them to keep going. You know, it's almost like a video, but you're talking back to it. You can talk to them. You know, and also it allows my clients, if they travel a lot for work, they take their laptop or their iPad, they still can train with their trainer wherever they are, you know, as far as traveling or staying over at someone else's home, et cetera. So it's just trying to eliminate. So all they need is a computer. They need a webcam. They need a FaceTime or a Skype account, and we get started. We go through a consultation, and then I also develop a program specific to their needs that they would follow on the days that we don't train together so they can keep the daily basis going, you know, working out, moving on a daily basis. And they also get nutritional recommendations to follow as well. So it's still, you know, it's just like training with a personal trainer in person, but you're doing it over the internet, and it's convenient. It's in your home or whatever location you decide to do it at.
All right. So if you hadn't heard about the virtual training, virtual fitness, there's a recap right there. And, you know, Pamela, I first saw this, I really highlighted with a lot of celebrities. Like they would make mention on Instagram or what have you that they were doing their, you know, personal training because they travel so much that the virtual training really helped them. But now it's accessible to everyday people.
Right. Exactly.
Wonderful.
Go right ahead.
Sorry. Yes.
No, it's one of the I would say most cost affordable aspects of training because it's something that you're doing in the privacy of your home. The trainer can be pretty much in your studio or wherever, and you guys just get it done. And it's the same intensity that you would get in person, and it's a lot of fun. And you can like yell and scream at me or, you know, back and forth like I can't do this. You know, I have clients that give me a hard time whether we're in person or not. So. It's a lot of fun.
Well, and you know that brings up a great point because if you have had a trainer before, a trainer, a coach, it's going to push your limits. So, you know, I know that there are times like you're cool to talk to, listening to now, but I know once you get into it, there are some times where you're looking at the trainer like, I want to punch this person in the face because I just can't do this squat or whatever they're telling me to do. How do you handle it when you get someone who's really either offended or just don't feel like they could go as far as you think they can go?
Well, I keep telling them that they can do it. I coach them and push them to go to the next level. I have had people refer to me as a gentle giant because I make it so it's fun and that they're getting something out of it, but they're still working. Because a lot of times, you know, I'm not one of those tyrant trainers where I'm just screaming at you and I'm not allowing you to be you. But I also remind you, look, this is what we're working. We're doing this because, you know, your doctor said you have to do this, or we're doing this because you want to live healthy. We're doing this because you want to feel good about yourself. So being a constant reminder and coaching them through the process, they'll start to conform and do what it is that they're instructed to do, even if they don't want to do it. You know, I'll deal with the backlash and the talking, and we'll get through the hour. But once they get to the end, it's like they feel so great. So, and then they were like, oh, I'm so sorry I gave you a hard time. And I'm like, yeah, I knew you now, so no problem. So, you know, I continue to work with them. We laugh, they fuss, they look at me, they roll their eyes. I have a client, she rolls her eyes at me all the time. Like, she's always rolling her eyes at me. So, but she loves me, you know. So,
right.
So we just work together. We are working on a goal together, and that's what we have that understanding.
Awesome. We're working together on this. Listeners, hey there. You're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're chatting it up here with Pamela M. Turner. While they're listening, Pamela, let them know how they can get in contact with you, your website, all that good stuff.
Okay, so my website is www.turnaroundfitness.com, and the turnaround is T-U-R-N-E-R-O-U-N-D, fitness.com. So it's like a play on my last name, Turner. And I'm also on Facebook, so I have a Turnaround Fitness LLC Facebook page. I'm on Twitter under Turnaround Fit. I'm on Instagram under Turnaround Fitness _LLC. I'm also on YouTube at Turnaround Fitness. And I just recently joined Periscope, so I'm on Periscope for Turnaround Fit.
Wonderful. All great connection points. And we have tweeted Pamela and also tagged public posts on Facebook, so those are easy connection points. And so I also saw on your website you have a bridal boot camp. So tell us about the bridal boot camp.
So the bridal boot camp is really designed for brides, especially the ones who want to get in shape and look fabulous for their wedding. It's a 12-week program. We meet twice a week for 12 weeks, and we just do it all to get them to that point of feeling good in their dress, looking great, feeling good. And it's a combination. It's a boot camp, so it's a lot of circuits and drills, a lot of intervals. We work them to the max, and we build up to it. We don't start day one, like, you know, but we definitely get to a point where it's we have high intensity workouts. We do suicides, squats, lunges, push ups, squat jumps. Like, we just do it all, and we work one on one together for the 12 weeks. And of course, you know, if we feel as though we need to extend it, we do that as well.
All right, there you go. So if you got engaged, or you think your engagement's coming up, or your wedding's coming up, and you have that 12 weeks, connect there. All right, so let's talk about your book, Get Your Life Back, 21 Days to Healthy Living and Thinking. What drove you to write the book? You're doing the fitness training, you're coaching, you're giving guidance on eating. What drove you to say, let me put a book together?
So let's see. We have all at some point lost our way. And lost our way, as you mentioned earlier, some people start in the beginning, and then mid-year, summertime, they fall off. And my desire was to encourage people, empower people to just get back on track, get back to living, because a lot of us are alive, but we're really not living, right, or we're not living healthy. So my goal was to just get people to get back on track, to get back to living, to get back to exercising, to get back to eating right, whatever that get back is for them. And the book is a devotional. It's a Christian devotional. So it's also using prayer as our weapon to say, you know what, we ask God for so many things, material things, cars, houses, money, businesses, et cetera. Why not ask him for help with helping us get through these obstacles that we face trying to live healthy? You know, we got commercials with all these food and restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
We have all these unhealthy things around us. Ask God to help us to overcome this battle that we face. And trusting that whatever his word says that we can have it. So my goal was to put something together where people can do their emotional homework every day, saying, okay, why did I make that choice? You know, what can I do differently tomorrow? Also committing to something every day. Today I commit to doing X, Y, Z. I'm going to exercise more. I'm going to eat better, whatever that commitment is. And then also certain declarations over your life. And then the prayer, praying whatever the prayer is for that day is laid out. Just pray that prayer. So within the 21 days, you start to think better. You start to move. You start to do things, make healthier choices. You increase your prayer life. And you also, you're healthier in those 21 days, and you develop a habit of doing these things. And that's the biggest thing about making it 21 days versus 30 days or 60 days is really, let's make a habit of doing this on a daily basis. And I also include tips in the book where it says, okay, you want to lose belly fat, this is what you need to do. If, you know, you need to start journaling. I kind of give little tidbits every day that they can build on each day. They say, okay, I'm going to do more cardio. I'm going to eat better. You know, just kind of give them some little tidbits every day that they can follow as well. And I kept it simple because I wanted people to want to read the next day. You know, not to make it so cumbersome, but to make it simple and easy for them to pick up and just run with it.
Absolutely, and it's definitely digestible, you know, and I love how each chapter or each day, you know, has the same flow. So there's a little bit of commentary, then there's the meditate on, which gives a scripture reference, and the declaration, I declare and I decree, and then the prayer, and then the tip, and then a journal entry section where you can actually, if you get the actual book, you can write in the book right there, and that's that day. So I love that set up. And so day one is renewing your mind. So a lot of this is a battlefield of the mind, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we struggle with that all the time. And if we could just get our mind right, get our mind set on the right things, we could start doing the right things. So my thing is do that emotional homework. Think about what it is that you're doing and why you're doing it. And once we get that part down, we can start to say, okay, what are the changes I need to make based on that?
All right. And so how can listeners get a hold of the book?
The book is available in stores where books are sold, as well as Amazon.com. And I have the Kindle version and the paperback version available.
Wonderful. And if you do go to Amazon, there is a preview so you can see an example of what a day or two looks like. And so wonderful. 5-star review. Loretta on Amazon said, I'm inspired. So big shout out to that person who read the book and said, I am inspired. And so you take people through the 21 days and they kind of build on each other. Is it something where when they finish the 21 days, can they either start the 21 days again or they have enough at that point to just keep trending on the route that they're on?
They can definitely reread the 21 days. I believe it's something that they can definitely remind themselves on a daily basis, like, okay, I've got to remember to think about this before I do that. I've got to remember to pray. I've got to remember to, you know, do things the way I believe God would like me to do things. So I definitely think it's a reference that we can refer to over and over again. And some people at the end of the 21 days, they'd be like, I got it, I'm on it, I'm doing it. But you know what, I'm not quite there yet, so let me go back. But the goal is for them to change their mindset in 21 days, to start doing things that they didn't do prior to reading the book, and to continue to pray, continue to read the Word, continue to trust God that he can do everything that his word says he can do.
All right. Using this devotional, readers will be equipped to pray, push, and praise God for the breakthroughs they will encounter along the way on this fitness journey. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And so once again, let listeners know how they can connect with you online and also your main website.
Okay, so my main website is www.turnaroundfitness.com, and that's TURNEROUND, fitness.com. I'm also on Facebook under Turnaround Fitness LLC. I'm on Twitter at Turnaround Fit, I'm on Instagram, Turnaround Fitness underscore LLC. I'm also on YouTube under Turnaround Fitness, and I'm on Periscope under Turnaround Fit. So I am on social media, and you guys can sync up with me there. And if you have any questions, you can always inbox me on Facebook on Turnaround Fitness LLC.
Wonderful. And on Periscope, are you on just kind of when you think about it? Are you on there on any kind of schedule?
I just signed up yesterday, so I've done three
okay.
so far. I planned on getting some type of. I started with the morning inspiration this morning, and I think I'm going to continue doing that on a daily basis to kind of encourage people to start their day off. And I'm going to be doing certain events that I'm going to do live via Periscope as well. But I'm going to start off with the morning inspiration.
All right, wonderful. And so the last question I have for you, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What keeps you motivated?
What keeps me motivated? Well, you know what? I just love the fact of how I feel, the energy that I have, the progress that I've made throughout the years, and that's what keeps me going, the results, and also to help my clients. I feel like I have to be at a certain point in order to help people that I'm helping. So my clients motivate me. My family motivates me. God is like number one, motivates me to help keep his kingdom healthy. So those are my motivations. I really just want to be healthy so I can help other people be healthy.
Wow, and a crown of jewels I'm sure you will receive at the end of all of this for helping us all get on track and stay on track. So thank you so much for sharing your heart, and we certainly wish you much more continued success on your book, Get Your Life Back. So big success there, and thank you for stopping by the show.
Thank you for having me. Have a good evening.
All right, you too. All right, listeners, we're going to a quick commercial break, and we're going to be back with our second segment featuring Nurse Nicole M. Brown. Don't you move. Don't go anywhere. Bye.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day by LaTanya Boyd, consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day, available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.letiboyd.com.
Are you starting a new business, releasing a CD, writing a new book? Consider Mitchell Productions for your web design services. Visit www.mitchell-productions.com for portfolio samples, specials, and package prices. Remember, a website is not a luxury item. It's a necessity. Check out Mitchell-Productions.com or find them at Facebook.com/Mitchell Productions. Hello, we are 123jobzone.com, an online job search portal. We are user-friendly, and if you're searching for a job, with us, it's easy as 123. Step 1. Go to www.123jobzone.com and register as a job seeker. Step 2. Once registered, upload your resumes. Step 3. Get connected with employers looking for people like you who are ready and willing to work. Don't forget to follow 123jobzone on Twitter and Facebook to find out more about our upcoming job fairs. What are you waiting for? Stop by 123jobzone.com today. Good luck with your job search.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell.
Charvette Mitchell.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews
from today's leading authors,
gospel artists,
stars that you want to know about.
And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Hey, guys. Welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Oh, my goodness, the first segment off the chain. But listen, we are moving right on in to our second segment. We're moving right on in. My guest is hanging out in the virtual green room, enjoying the first segment. This dynamic young lady, listen, we've been connected on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all that good stuff, and she is a go-getter. She does not let any grass grow under her feet. I'm talking about Nicole M. Brown. You know her online, Nurse Nicole. Listen, registered nurse. She's been a nurse educator with over 20 years nursing experience. She's a current doctoral candidate and an Army veteran. And I'm telling you what, she has a book series out, The Adventures of Nurse Nicole, and hot off the press, you're going to get to hear about today, some dolls. Yes. Oh, my, I can't wait for you to hear about this. So I know you're like saying, okay, Charvette, let's go ahead and get started. All right. So I'm bringing Nurse Nicole up to the mic right now. Nicole, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hi, Charvette. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, we are glad to have you. You are so busy. I'm just glad we could get a chance to chat with you.
Thank you so much. Yes, I'm working hard all the time. And up at night, I have my new product line coming out from Nurse Nicole Enterprises. We have branched out to the nurse dolls. And so I'm on the phone with Hong Kong in the middle of the night several times a week. And with the nurse dolls, it goes along with my children's books from The Adventures of Nurse Nicole, N is for Nurse, which is an ABC book explaining nursing from A to Z, and then Wash Your Hands, which explains how to wash your hands, step-by-step guide for children. In addition to that, we also last year I launched the animated DVD, The Battle of the Germs, and that's about a mom and a nurse who outsmarts some germs, and we teach our children about how a mom nurse can outsmart germs to make sure their family stays healthy. Now, this year, 2015, we are branching out, and finally, to enhance the learning of children, we have added the 18-inch dolls, which are Nurse Nicole and Nurse Linda dolls. It's the first dolls from our collection, and they're coming out this fall.
Wow, OMG. And what I love is that the dolls are have diversity. So there is, so those that are looking for diversity in gifts that they give to children, this is an awesome option, right?
Correct. Yes, the nurse doll line is going to be very diverse. This year we're starting out, we're offering Nurse Nicole's African-American doll, and then we have Nurse Linda, who's a Caucasian doll. We have future plans to have Nurse Margarita, who is actually my real nursing friend, and she's a Hispanic doll. She'll be coming out, and I'm not sure if it's next year or the year after next, and then Nurse Asia. So, and then all of them have their own daughters. They have, Nurse Nicole has, with myself, my real daughter's name is Nicola, so that would be future Nurse Nicola. Nurse Linda's doll is future Nurse Logan, and then Nurse Margarita's daughter's name is future Nurse Mia, and then Nurse Asia's doll is, daughter's name will be future Nurse China.
Oh, wow. And so you had this vision to have these dolls come to life, and so you mentioned Hong Kong. Did you actually go over to Hong Kong to get this vision to life?
This year, I did not make it to Hong Kong when I was able to get off. I was like seconds from pressing the button to buy the tickets. And I have a doll mentor, and she said, call over there, make sure you can come, give me your time. Don't just pop over there in Hong Kong now. And, you know, that was some good advice that she gave me because I had got my passport. I was ready to go. And she said, I'll call over there. So I called him, and he said, we're on holiday. I was like, holiday? It's February. What do y'all celebrate, though? This is Chinese New Year, really? Okay. So I missed it, the time for this year. So I said, look, I got to have this year. I said, can we just do this on the Internet? Can we call? So we've been calling. We've been Skyping, emailing back and forth. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I did not know it took so much, even, you know, to put this together. But, you know, we tackled the molds for the dolls because I had to have molds. So I tackled this. I started sending them different types of dolls, pictures. I think I started December. And then we branched off. We finally started working. Then he finally got back the molds for the face, and then hair. We had to go over what kind of hair. The extremities, arms and legs, and making sure they're the same size. And then the body type. You know, these dolls can be equivalent. They would have more on a body, just like your American Girl dolls. So those who are already collecting American Girl dolls, these are those types of dolls. They have the same exact body type. So, and then we went into the box. How do you design the box to display your dolls? And the back and forth with, you know, the logo, the name, you know, is it big, small, also on the back, how many words, what do I want to talk about? So, oh, my gosh, it has been a journey, but an extremely enjoyable journey.
My goodness. This is amazing because there are so many people, Nicole, Nurse Nicole, that have a vision of something that they see in their head, and then they may get it to paper or they may not, and then sometimes it just stops there. But you have taken the vision that was in your mind to paper. Now it is coming into fruition, being developed, and will be available. Where do you plan for these dolls to be sold?
Well, this year, because a lot of places have cut off like in June and September, my first line are not coming. They should arrive here by the end of October. They should be shipped off within the next 4 weeks. So I have missed a lot of deadlines that I can't put them on shelves because some places want them to be early in the year. So what I will be doing, I'll be focusing mostly on online selling, which with my website, also Amazon. I'm looking into doing a couple other shopping sites for right now. But right now my focus is going to be Amazon and my website. And then I'll be doing a lot of promotions on Facebook. And then I'll be doing some local events.
Okay, you know what? I think that's awesome because that's the wave of the future, and the wave of the now is online anyway. So I think that will expand who can get their hands on the doll. So tell listeners what website they should go to keep their eye out for the dolls.
Well, previously when I interviewed with you before, my company was under Nurse Nicole Enterprises, and I've expanded it to the Nurse Dolls. But I also have the Nursing Success College, and that's where I mentor students. So I will be driving all of my traffic. You can either reach me at thenursedolls.com. You have to put that in the URL at the top. Or you can go under nursingsuccesscollege.com, and the Nurse Dolls is on there. So either which way, you can press a button, and you'll be able to see all the dolls that I have up. Right now I have pictures up. I'm doing a little tweaking up the pictures in the next couple of weeks because all of them will have just a white backdrop. But you got to do your initial pictures and send them off to be edited. So right now they're just in the initial phase. But I do have, these are the dolls that are up now that you can see if you follow me on Facebook under Nurse Nicole M. Brown or my Twitter, author Nurse NM, find me. And you see now I have pictures of the dolls that are up now. And these are actually the models that were shipped to me last month from Hong Kong, and I've approved. We're still doing a little tweaking of the clothing color, but otherwise everything is up and running. I love the hair. The hair is gorgeous. I mean,
yes, honey, the hair is, I'm looking at a picture right now. The hair is whipped. Woo. Yes.
I love the hair on both of these dolls, and they're so cute. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can't even, you know, if I were a person fine, I could decide which one. I would have to get both. I mean, it's like, oh, my gosh. They're, you know, and a lot of people telling me, like, I have to have both. I mean, they are so cute. You know, the guy who did my mold, he really brought my ideas to life. I mean, I'm like, oh, my gosh, to be able to see, you know, your idea. I've been working on this since 2009. my children would ask me every day, Mom, what do you do when you go to work? And I said, I'm a nurse. Uh-huh. What is a nurse? Nobody knew what a nurse was. And in 2009, I didn't feel comfortable with purchasing things online. You know, uh-huh. Amazon really wasn't as popular to me. And, you know, online shopping, I didn't feel comfortable at that time. So I did see they had some older nurse dolls that were, you know, Barbie. When I say a Barbie doll, that means you're an 11.5-inch doll.
Okay.
My dolls are 18-inch. So that's the difference. So Barbie is just a name brand to explain 11.5-inch doll, which is a normal standard size for a little doll. And I didn't want a Barbie that was a nurse because it was like Barbie is, she's everything. She's an airline,
mm-hmm.
it is. She's a veterinarian. She, you know, and it's nice that she does all of these things. But I wanted a product line that, you know, had a name that had nurse in it and it started from the beginning to the end. And you always had positive role models of the nursing profession to educate our next generation of nurses. You know, one of the things that we're going through now is we're coming up on a big shortage of nurses. And, you know, this is one of the ways of gearing and generating nurses for the future is starting them when they're small. You know, I've been
yeah.
a nurse now for over almost 9 years, and a lot of my second and third career. That means they're in their 30s, 40s, 50s.
Mm-hmm.
I've had some in their 60s. Like, what? You know, I'm like, okay, how much longer are you going to really be here? You know,
right.
being able to do all the things that nurses do. So I wanted to align to start teaching them about what the nursing profession is. You know, a lot of people grow up going, I want to be a doctor. I want to be a doctor. Now, I have a few doctors in my family, and I've gone to doctor graduations. But a lot of them, you know, it's not a whole lot of people who look like me who walk across that stage, you know.
Right.
So, you know, I wanted to say, even if you are interested in healthcare, you know, you can start in nursing. If your goal is to be in science, you still, most of the classes that you're taking in science are still for nursing. So, you know, this will give you an idea of exactly what you do, you know, and give you some. And also I want to talk about my Amazon bestseller. I have the Nursing Success College. This is where I've been for the next
year.
Nurses. And I have my Amazon bestseller that came out in May. It's called You Become a Professional Nurse. I have the book and workbook. Now, the book is 30 chapters. I had over 18 nurses interviews. And you know, we started the beginning about, you know, your thought about being a nurse. We go over the history of nursing. We go through how we go through also, you know, when you're going to be, you're going to have stressful periods in nursing. So sometimes, you know, if you are a student, sometimes you go into the end of being a B student. And that's okay in nursing. Rating scale is on a 7-point scale instead of a 10, which is your regular scale. So, you know, nursing school is different. And also, the difference between what is successful nursing school as opposed to non-successful. Then I also had nurses who are entrepreneurs, such as myself. I'm doing several groups, and I had some nurse entrepreneurs come in and write and talk about what's going on and what led them to be a nurse entrepreneur. And then in chapter, I believe it's 28 or 29, I have nurse millionaires. You know, I have five that I've referenced, and one of them even wrote a chapter in the book. So,
oh, wow.
Then we also talk about careers in nursing. We have over 200 careers in nursing. So, I mean, you know, it's endless. It's endless as what you can do. And it's my Amazon bestseller for this year. 2015, I have the book and workbook, and I also have an 8-week class to go with it. So those who are interested in pursuing nursing, those family members interested in going into nursing, you know, please refer them to the nursingsuccesscollege.com. And, you know, like I said, I also have the nurse dolls on there too, so you'll be able to see both.
Listen, I'm telling you, you are on fire. The Nurses Association needs to hire you as a representative. And I have a special love, Nicole, for nurses because my mom has been a registered nurse. She will be retiring. I think she's about 10 days away from retirement after about 38 to 39 years nursing. So
wow.
I have a special love for nurses. And so I love that you mentioned that there are over 200 career options for nurses. So, you know, that's a selling point because I think some people think it's you're only able to do one thing and that may be just bedside, you know, nursing, have good bedside manner and all of that. But there are a lot of other options they have.
Yes, that's one of the main issues. One of the reasons why I started all of these lines, you know, in 2009, when my children kept asking me about nursing and there was nothing there on the market I could buy, it took me about 3 to 4 years to find someone who was illustrations of both of the books, It Is for Nurse and Wash Your Hands. Then after I did the book, I started doing a lot of book signings and people asked me, well, how do you get into nursing? You know, I've applied and I wasn't accepted, and no one ever talked to me. Why wasn't I accepted? Is this school good? Is that school good? So that's where I ended up going into the Nursing Success College, where I can mentor people and let them know, give them good resources and, you know, explain to them, you know, why what you're doing in one life is acceptable, but when you come into the world of nursing, you know, there's some things that you may have to change, and a lot of people are not talking about that. So I give them some real-life experiences that they can resonate from. And, you know, and then nursing is lifelong. When people come into nursing, they stay there. You know, they might not stay at bedside, but they're doing something towards the profession of nursing. And then also I go to conferences, you know. This year I went to the National Black Nurses Conference, huge event. Atlanta sold out hell. It was like over 2,000 nurses, so that was really exciting this year. And, you know, I just do a lot of things. I'm doing book signing somewhere all the time.
Yes, you are.
Washington, D.C. area. I have to do a better job of advertising, though, because I normally just get there and I say, oh, I'm here. And I'm like, you know what, I should have planned that out a little bit better. But, you know, and if you follow me on Facebook or even ask me where I'm at, you know, I could be able to tell you. Now, when I get the dolls in a few weeks, I'll be next month, I will have it'll be in the office. So I'm thinking about having some hours where if local people are interested in coming out, they can come meet me. And I'll definitely be letting them know where I'll be out locally. I have a lot of dates scheduled in Fort Lee, and I'm trying to. The mall has South finalized that for the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, and also I'm at the VA hospital, the one in Richmond. I'm there. I have I know two dates, November and December. I'll be there. So, and then I have dates I'll be up in Maryland. So, and like I said, I have an office here because I have a transfer truck load of dolls coming, so I can't hold those in my house. It's not
right.
So I have an office space I'll be getting. Where I'll be able a storage space where I have an office in it, and I'll be able, you know, sell out of that also. So we have
perfect.
A lot of options.
A lot of options. And, again, those that are listening from all across the World Wide Web, you will be able to get it online. I know we have a lot of listeners, Nicole, that are listening from everywhere, so we want to make sure they know you will be able to order it online. If you're not in the Virginia, Maryland area, no problem. No problem at all. I love that you tweeted the other day, nursing is voted the most trusted and honest profession by Gallup polls for over 12 years. So people really trust, you know, when you say you're in the profession of nursing, there is an inherent trust almost with you.
Correct. And also nurses are role models. You know,
yeah.
One of the reasons why I wanted to do a doll line was because my daughter, she's 10 now this year. But when she was, you know, 5 and I was really like, okay, let me go out and start getting her some dolls. Because, you know, when I first had her, you know, I did collectors, you know, the Christmas Barbie, you know, she got to have one every year. But then when she started playing with them, you know, I'm going out to different stores, and the dolls that are on the store shelf, oh, my gosh. You know, I'm like, do I want to buy a doll that starts out with it's a pun or a monster brand? Or, you know, or the ones with all this makeup and short skirts, you know, and then I don't want to have a problem with my daughter as a teenager with, well, why, you know, because she's 10 now, so now I'm really, she's tall. She's a tall 10-year-old. She's taller than my 12-year-old son. And I'm having to discuss with her about the kneecap exposure. So we're like, you know, the skirt should be somewhere near those knees. You know, not near that. So at 10, especially, so I want people to know that I work on this product line that are role models to your children. You know, you don't have to worry about short skirts, a whole lot of makeup. They're being, you know, inappropriate. You know, because some of those dolls on the shelves are not something that I would want to bring to my Christian.
I totally agree, and again, I'm going to harp on the diversity that you are bringing, because a lot of dolls are not, they don't have diverse options, or it seems like the diverse options that they have are either a lesser quality or a lesser, they just want another direction than maybe some of what they may consider their mainstream dolls. So thanks to you for trying to really help the industry in that way. And so you have three children, and I know in your bio you have that they really are, you know what you are proud of, and how have they been impacted just by your life as a nurse, your life nursing and teaching other nurses? Do they feel like, okay, mommy is gone a lot, or mommy's really helping people?
Well, at this point, right now, I do a lot of teaching. So sometimes when I do things with my students, you know, on weekends they come with me. They're old enough that they can come. Like if we're in a parade, you know, the school is in a parade, we have the students, they have to go with me. And also now they, you know, I've informed them, this is the business. Hello, the family business. So when I went to Black Nurses and I had a vendor table and it was 3 days, they knew every day they had to come. They had to stand there with the books in their hand. They have to start talking to people. They have to collect names and emails so we can keep in contact with people who are interested in our product line. They have to start handing out flyers. They have T-shirts they will be wearing to school in the fall, letting people know, hey, my mom has her own dog collection. So I'm putting the kids to work. Trust me, they have to work all the time. So I said, you know, When you go out here and you're helping your mom, you know, I give them rewards. You know, we either go somewhere special for them, or, you know, I give them an allowance. I'm like, okay, well, for today you get $1, you know. Or, so it depends on different jobs that they have. They can get $1 to $5 a day. So
okay, I like that. That is good right there. Oh my goodness! Again, Nicole, Nurse Nicole, tell listeners all of your contact information and how they can connect with you online.
Okay, my website. I have, if you put in the URL, that's the top section on the top of your computer. It's thenursedolls.com, or you can go ahead to my other website, which is thenursingsuccesscollege.com, and one of the buttons on the row has the Nurse Dolls, and it takes you to the same exact page for buying product lines. And then you can also follow me on Facebook at Nurse Nicole M. Brown, Twitter, Pinterest, and LinkedIn. You can go on to Author Nurse Nicole and Brown, and also I'm on Google Plus. Also, I'm on Instagram. I just started that account this year, and I'm so excited. I'm almost at 600 people, and I think I've had it for 3 months. So I've been connecting with a lot of people. I wish I had done it earlier, but you know, it's just all this modern technology sometimes is overwhelming. But I really enjoy the social media. You know, today I had somebody come on and say, you didn't have the bears up. And I have student nurse and nurses rock bears. She's like, you know, I told you I was going to buy two every semester, and I need my two for my students. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. Because I had really I have a lot of products that I do in person, such as I have the syringe pens, the lollipops, I have the bears, and I have T-shirts. But I had a small amount of those, and I had taken them off my website. And I remember
you had those products.
Well, I put them back on today because this lady is calling me going, oh, no, I got to have my bears. And I'm like, okay, but I do have bears, and I was going to do those with my live events. But she was like, no, I need those bears by the end of the week. You know, can you please put them up? I said, okay. So I went ahead today, and I put them up. So, you know, you can contact me on Facebook. Today is, what, a holiday, and I'm sitting here on, you know, back and forth. And this lady yes. says, I want 18 minutes. She was able to go in and get what she wanted. So, you know, that was something, you know, a lot of companies, you know, you don't get to talk to the owner, you know,
right.
and connect
you sure
with them.
Don't.
You know, especially if you have something good you want to say or bad, you know. Especially on Christmas morning, I will be sitting by here looking for all of the pictures.
You know,
Christmas morning when they wake up and they're like, oh, my gosh, I got a nurse to call out. Please post it on Facebook. I will be here. Christmas Day, normally I get up with my kids. We do Christmas thing. We get dressed. Mm-hmm. We run to the IHOP, have breakfast. And then they go off and do their own activities the rest of the day. So I'll be at home on Facebook. So if you want to connect with me, let me know.
Wonderful, wonderful. Oh, my goodness. Well, my last question for you, Nicole, is the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate you.
You know, I do feel that this is a need. I feel that this is a need. This is a market that mm-hmm. no one has really paid attention to. And I believe that I'm causing more attention to it. I can definitely tell since this year, I think I started out in my personal page with at least 2,000 friends, and I've gone up to 3,000 friends. And I was like,
yeah.
wow. You know, and by me posting the pictures, I think people proving really. I pitched to Walmart a few years ago, year before last. And, you know, maybe the big store brands will be interested in the brand that I have, and they'll be interested in carrying that, so we'll be able to see positive role models, you know, because, I mean, some of those dolls with all that makeup and
mm-hmm.
and those short skirts and them big old red lips and with those demonic themes such as monsters and what's the other one, zombie. You know, I'm not buying monsters and zombies to bring in my home. So I hope that they'll realize that maybe it's time to be, you know, bring some role models on the shelves in these big stores.
I totally agree. I think that they're going to need to really pay attention to those that want something wholesome, the faith-based community, and just people who just, like you said, don't want that representation for their young ladies and young children. So wonderful. Well said. Well, I'm telling you what, we're going to keep our eye on you. We're going to keep our eye out for the dolls. I know I'm going to watch your Facebook page and all that good stuff to see when the shipment comes in. And listeners, keep your eye on Nicole and be ready to hit the buy button so you can get it in time for the holiday season. Nicole, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me. I look forward to seeing you. You know, we always run into each other every now and then.
Yeah, we do. We do. So we'll have to make plans to make sure we meet up here soon, in particular, once you get those dolls. And I'd love to just take pictures and share it on my Facebook page and all that good stuff.
Yeah, let me know anytime you're having another event or something. I'd love to come up there.
Okay, I sure will. All right, listeners, guess what? That's going to be a wrap for today's show. Oh, my goodness. As always, you can go to charvette.com if you missed any portion of the show. You can let friends know. They can go hang out there and hear any portion of it, and we'll be back next week for another phenomenal show. We'll see you later. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Signing off.